Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in NEPA, aka my entertainment room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, then talk about it. On certain occasions, I will be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan who may or may not have seen the movie before. From there, we will give our review about the movie we saw, what we liked, what we didn't, with a little information about the film, its stars, the director, and other fun facts. This podcast will release a new episode every month with a new film to discuss. With our reviews and thoughts on the film, I hope they will entice you to watch the movie for yourselves and that you can form your own opinions from there. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is officially October 31st. Spooky season, the highlight of the year, where the ghosts and ghouls come out to terrorize us all and for unsuspected families to give out candy to trick-or-treaters. And of course, what better way to celebrate the Halloween season with an awesome, awesome film. And today we're going to end out October with one of my all-time favorite films, William Castle's House on Haunted Hill, starring the one and the only Vincent Price. Now, this movie is such an iconic and great movie. And if you're unfamiliar with William Castle, he had made so many films in his career, such as The Tingler, Dr. Sardonicus, Homicidal, so many to explore and watch if you have the chance to do it. But definitely, William Castle was an iconic director for his time. When he brought his movies to the cinema, he would always have some kind of gimmick that went along with it. Either you had to sign a death certificate, or you had to promise not to scream too loud, or they'd have interaction between the audience and the film. A lot of fun things there. He was the gimmick king at the time. And of course, how else can we make a great, great movie than include the one and only Vincent Price in it? And you know, by this point in these couple episodes, Vincent Price is one of my all-time favorite actors in the genre. Now, a little backstory on the movie. Well, actually, a little synopsis. Vincent Price is an eccentric millionaire, and he and his wife invite couple strangers to the house on Haunted Hill that he has rented. And if they survive the night, he will give them each $10,000. And again, the key word is survive the night. Once the guests arrive, creepy and ominous things happen throughout the night. And there are a couple murders in the movie. Spoilers, if you haven't seen the film yet. But keep that in mind. A lot of fun, a lot of laughs, a lot of chills. This movie came out in 1958. It's only 75 minutes long, and it's such a great, great film to watch. You can watch this either via DVD or Blu-ray. There's also on Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and I believe you could also watch it on YouTube, because at the time, this is a public domain movie. I have a copy in my hand right now of The House of Haunted Hill. This one is the first time in color version, where it has both the color and black and white. And there's also versions that are hosted by There's also versions where they're hosted by members of Riff Tracks. A lot of fun. They make every kind of movie that they deal with a lot of fun, with a lot of laughs. Now, the movie itself. You have other stars in here. You have Carol Arnett, Richard Long, Alicia Cook, and if you recognize her, you have Robert Mitchum's sister in there as well. So, a lot of fun. All these actors and actresses add that certain kind of nuance of that whodunit murder mystery type of atmosphere that is needed for this type of film. Like I said, William Castle has that special technique when it comes to interaction with the audience members. A particular part in this movie is there's a scene with a skeleton. And so what William Castle would do was he would have a skeleton rigged up in the movie theater. And when the skeleton would appear in the movie, the skeleton would appear in the movie theater by flying over the audience members. Now, for the first time people seeing it, they get freaked out and scared. But then you'll have those kids that are there that see it and they laugh, poke fun of it, and they throw things at it. And it's fun. It's very reminiscent to like a more modern day scenario, like a Rocky Horror Picture, where everybody gets up and dances and does all that fun stuff. But William Castle had his own method of both terror and fun at the same time. Now, with this film, House on Haunted Hill, it's a memorable film. It's one of Vincent Price's more iconic films. It may not be the major big budget film that he's known for, but still, you can see and remember all of the iconic moments, the locations, the scenery, all that fun stuff. The music also plays a role in it too. More with the story, Vincent Price is Frederick Lauren, and his wife invite people to the party. There's a doctor, there's a pilot, there's a secretary, there's the actual owner of the house who rented the house out to Vincent Price, and there's a news reporter there. So they all have their own different purposes for trying to get this money, and Vincent Price, in the beginning of the movie, introduces everybody with that way. The way they're all introduced in the film is they all come in funeral cars, which his wife set up, which was kind of a, I guess, a joke towards the whole haunted house theme. Once they get inside, they all meet each other for the first time. The door shuts automatically by wind or a ghost, and a chandelier falls, and then we get introduced to Vincent Price and his wife, and they talk, and we find out that there's a lot of bad tension, bad blood between both of them. And that she's tried to kill him and take his money throughout the years. And Vincent Price is like, nah, I'm used to it. I've been through many wives, and you're the least agreeable when it comes to any of them, but still alive at the moment. From there, we find out that one of the characters, Watson Pritchard, who is the owner of the house, his brother and a couple other people have been murdered in the house since then. He talks about the history of the house, he talks about the murders. And then Vincent Price appears, and we get a tour of the house. The reporter gets blood dripped on her from the ceiling from a murder. They go down to the wine cellar, which there's a vat, because it is a wine cellar. The original owner had it for wine mixing, and there was a vat there that you're supposed to keep the wine in. But instead of that, the owner at the time put acid in there. So what happened was, to show that it's true acid, Watson Pritchard would pick up a mouse from a mouse trap, drop it in there, and the only thing that comes back up to the surface after the boiling and bubbling is a skeleton of a rat, or what we think is a rat. It looks like a, I don't know, the skeletal figure for that, a little funny looking. From there, everybody leaves except for Laura Manning and David Trent, who actually, David Trent's a psychiatrist. He goes back up to the up top. The pilot stays there with him. Lance Schroeder stays down in the basement, and all of a sudden, as they get ready to go, the lights turn out, and Laura Manning, the secretary, sees this shadowy figure appear in the corner, then disappears. She runs back upstairs to join the rest of the group. From there, they continue to get introduced to each other. His wife comes down, they all talk, and then all of a sudden, they go back down to the basement. So Laura Manning and Lance go back to the basement, and they look around for different items. They look around to see if there's anything hidden down there, and they get to introduce each other. Then what happens is Lance goes in a room, and the door slams shut behind him and locks. And then Norman Manning runs back upstairs to get everybody to bring them back down, help him find him. They find him. They find out that he's been hit in the head with something. The doctor checks him out to see if he's okay. Then Lance and Nora go back down to the basement. And they look for a hidden door. So they keep banging on the doors. So they find where the hollow area is. Now, this is one of those jump scene parts of the movie, which is hilarious and a lot of fun. So Lance goes into one room and Nora's in the other. And they keep hitting the wall to try to find that hollow area. And then you see like the light from the candle going down. So she's on the bottom of the wall at one point. And the light's just right on her. Then all of a sudden she stands back up. She turns around. She sees an old woman, witch-looking thing. With like white eyes and gray hair, and then she starts screaming at the top of her lungs. But then, instead of the witch just walking out or running out, she kind of like glides out as though it looks like she's on a skateboard or something, like somebody's pulling her along the room. So she's just flying through the room like that. She gets back upstairs after Lance thinks that she's crazy. Once she gets back upstairs, Vincent Price is like, okay, there's only about like don't know, 20 minutes left before everybody gets locked in, because once the clock strikes 12, the doors are locked. There's no window. There's the bars on the windows. There's no other exits out of there. So once it hits 12, you're in, no matter what. Nora comes back up. She wants to leave. Vincent Price is like, "What's the matter?" Then they all turn around to the door and they see two figures standing there that are two other people that weren't introduced before. Vincent Price turns around and says, "That's Jonas Slides and his wife. They're the caretakers of the house." And apparently she's blind. Now, the old woman that's standing there, Mrs. Slide's wife, is the woman that we all thought was the ghost. So then the door shuts. There's a big gust of wind. The door shuts. Everyone's like, "Well, we're stuck in here now." So there's nobody can leave at this point. Then they open up these little coffin gift bags that have guns in them, just for protection. Everybody has their own gun. And they all go to their rooms to hide away. Long story short, the wife and the ghosts of the house keep playing tricks on Nora because she's more susceptible to the fear and terror of what's going on in the house. At one point, you come to a point of the movie where there is a first murder, or so we think. You hear a scream in the hallway, and you find out that Lance Schroeder runs out, and he sees Vincent Price's wife hanging there. She hung herself. So they lower her down. They announce her dead. And Watson Pritchard's like, "Oh, it's the ghost. They're starting to kill people again. So you better watch out." We come to find out that people have known each other before this whole event happened. So Vincent Price's wife knew Dr. David Trent, the psychiatrist. And they are working together to try to kill Vincent Price to take his money. And the way they're doing that is they're trying to scare Nora enough to the point where she'll use her gun to shoot and kill Vincent Price. So it doesn't look like the wife did it. Continuing on, they continue to torment and scare Nora. She finds a severed head in her bag. That she sees the ghost of the wife floating around. There's a rope that ties around her body. She sees a disfigured hand with hair on it reaching around the corner. All in all, she's running scared. Everyone comes out trying to look for her, trying to look for the ghost. Dr. David Price tells Vincent that, "You got to go downstairs to the basement. I heard a scream. Maybe somebody's in trouble. Better get down there and hopefully they're not too hurt." So he sends Vincent Price's character down to the basement. And then from there, Nora's down there already. She's hiding. When Vincent Price gets down there, he gets into the basement, the door shuts behind him, and Nora's there with the gun pointed at him. And Vincent Price is like, "No, don't do it." And then the gun goes off, and Vincent Price falls to the ground. Nora runs out of the room. Then Dr. David Trent comes running downstairs, and he sees Vincent Price's body on the floor, so he knew his plan worked. So then he opens up the lid for the vat of acid, starts to drag Vincent Price's body to the acid hole. But then what happens is the lights go out, and then we hear the splash of the acid. So we assume that the body went into the acid. Then Vincent Price's wife comes down and it's like, "David, where are you?" Looking around, she had a harness on, so she was hiding in her room with the harness on and presumed to be dead. After she gets the harness off, she goes down to the basement. She goes down to the vat. Then all of a sudden, the lights start to turn off. And then all you see from there, you hear Vincent Price's ghostly voice, and you see a skeleton rise out of the acid and walks around to his wife and puts his hand. The skeletal hand on her shoulder. She starts screaming, freaking out, and she starts walking backwards and trips into the vat of acid. And she then perishes. Then the lights come back on, and we see there's a pulley system on the skeleton, and there's this awesome looking contraption that Vincent Price is wearing. It's like a puppeteer handle. And we find out that he was controlling the skeleton and scared her into the vat. And we presume that the person who fell into the vat was Dr. David Trent, so they're both dead. From there, everybody else comes back down to find Vincent Price still alive. And they're like, Vincent's like, "You didn't shoot anybody. I filled your gun with blanks. So I found out that my wife and Dr. Trent were trying to kill me for my money." And he's like, "I'm ready for the court to decide if I'm guilty or innocent." And then Watson Pritchard's like, "Two more have been murdered here, and soon they'll be coming for you." And then there's a slow fade out of the heads from the characters. It goes to the front door. The front door slams, and there's an evil laugh. And then the title screen comes up and says, "The End." Such a great, great movie to watch, especially on Halloween. If you have the chance to watch it, definitely put it on. It's only 75 minutes, so it's not going to run you too long of a movie. Yeah, one of my top Vincent Price films, one of my top films of all time. So take it for what you will. Again, you can find it almost anywhere. You can also find the riff track version where they're just ripping on the movie. A lot of fun atmosphere. It's Halloween. Got to do the fun times like that. So, yeah. And just creepy enough, right now, my light just turned on, and I don't have the remote to turn it on, but somehow it turned on. I wonder how that happened. Maybe it is a ghost. Who knows? Anyway, folks, there you have it. That is The House on Haunted Hill. That's directed by William Castle. Definitely check out this movie, and also check out the rest of William Castle's movies. Again, you can find either the color version or the black and white version anywhere at this point. It's public domain, but you can still find it. In my opinion, I'd go with the black and white version. Black and white versions always have a special place in my heart because they're the original. Granted, the color ones look nice. It doesn't detract from the story itself. But if I'd say go with the original first, then go to color from there if you choose to do so. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings our Halloween movie review to an end. Again, thank you so much for joining us. It's Halloween. Go trick-or-treating. Get some candy. And all that candy you get, bring it back home and watch House on Haunted Hill. Also, watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, because that's a great one, too. You don't want to miss out on that one. That's a staple. If you don't watch that one every Halloween, then you truly do not appreciate the season of Halloween and the spookiness. So again, watch House on Haunted Hill. Watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Have a safe Halloween, everybody. Stay safe. Don't wear too much dark colors out there. Wear bright colors or reflectors. And just be careful what you eat. You never know. I mean, that's an old tale that everyone's heard about the razor blades and the stuff like that. But always be careful. Be safe. Have fun. Happy Halloween, everybody. And we'll see you all next time at the video store. Good night, and good luck, everybody. We'll see you all a little later.